Now we can get into your recording space. So the room you stand in, the easiest answer to that is a walk-in closet. If you have a walk-in closet, the messier the better, as long as you can get in. All of those clothes, all of your old hats, your shoes are stopping all of the reflection that happens in that space. By reflection, I just simply mean the way sound bounces around, that kind of idea. When we talk about acoustical treatment, we're trying to stop that from happening. That's what ruins the track. I need to hear you and only you. I don't want to hear anything else, if that makes sense. So you might describe it as an echo. I don't want to hear any echo, you know, your voice trailing behind or anything like that. And a nice cost-effective answer is your walk-in closet if you have one. Recorded a lot of people standing in the middle of their closet, and it sounds good. If you don't have that, then we got to talk about acoustical treatment. And, you know, most people will refer to it, the leading brand is RLX. It's this wedge foam that you see around. Depending on what kind of room you're in, how big it is, depends on how much of that you need to buy. You know, along with the webinar, I'm including a quick little assessment. If you have a space you want to deal with, send me pictures of it. If you have something working already, send me some recordings. I still would like the pictures and the idea of what equipment you are using so I can think with it. And if there is a challenge, we can talk about, you know, how we can overcome it and, you know, put some solutions together. A lot of times it's more foam, that kind of idea. Along with that is this next slide that's a big bass trap, and that's going to grab these low-end frequencies that can be an issue. So there's another option where I might say, yeah, you need to throw some more bass trapping into your space, that kind of idea.